a book. Somebody had just begun writing in it in an unfamiliar alphabet. She caught a spot of black movement in the corner of her eye. She whirled, crouching, fearing an attack by a rogue shadow. The Skildirsha maintained an especially potent hatred for those who dared command them. A rat fled, dropping the object of its curiosity. Soulcatcher knelt, picked up a long strip of black silk with an antique silver coin sewn into one corner.
"Oh, I see."
She began to laugh like a young girl, catching on late to the meaning of an off-color joke. She collected the book, surveyed the scene once more before leaving. "Dedication sure doesn't pay." Once in the street again, she reassembled her carpet, unconcerned about snipers. Those people would be long gone and far away. They knew their business, but crows should be tracking them. She froze, staring upward, but not really seeing the white crow on the peak of the tenement roof.
"How did they find out where those two were?"
Chapter 19. "What happened?" Sarah demanded, as soon as she came in, before she began shedding me and Subhradil's rags. I was still Dorby Day Bannerjai myself. "We lost Mergen somehow. Goblin thought they had him anchored, but he went away while we were all out, and I don't know how to get him back." "I meant what happened in the Thieves' Garden. Soulcatcher was out there. Whatever she tried to pull didn't work out, but she came back a different person. I didn't get to hear everything she told the Radisha, but I do know she found something or figured out something that changed her whole attitude. Like everything suddenly stopped being fun." I said, "Oh, I don't know. Maybe Mergen can tell us, if we can get him back here." Goblin joined us. He was pushing a sleeping one eye in Bondo Trang's spare wheelchair. He announced, "They're resting peacefully. Drugged. Narion was distraught. The girl took it pretty calmly. We need to worry about her." "What's wrong with him?" I asked, indicating one eye.
"He's worn out. He's an old man. I want to see you have half the energy he does when you get to be half his age."
Sarah asked, "Why do we need to worry about the girl?"
"Because she's her mother's daughter. She doesn't have much skill with it yet, because she hasn't had anybody to teach her, but she's got the natural ability to become a substantial sorceress. Maybe even as powerful as her mother, but without Lady's rudimentary sense of ethics. It reeks off her."
"'Tain't the only thing she reeks of, neither,"
One Eye chirped.
"First thing you do with that little honey, you throw her in a vat of hot water, then throw in a couple 4 lumps of lye soap and let her soak for a week."
Sarah and I exchanged glances. If she was bad enough to offend One Eye, she had to be ripe indeed. Goblin grinned from ear to ear, but eschewed temptation. I said, "I hear you ran into the Protector."
"She was on a roof or somewhere, waiting for something to happen. She didn't get what she expected, a couple of fireballs, and she ducked and stayed ducked."
"You made it home without being followed?" I knew the answer because I knew they knew the stakes. They would not have come anywhere near here had they had the